Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, verses 6 and 7. Jesus was not far from the house when the centurion sent friends to say to him, "Lord, don't trouble yourself, for I do not deserve to have you come under my roof. That is why I did not even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, and my servant will be healed." It is unnerving when the power fails. Suddenly, darkness becomes an all-encompassing blanket. What was once a friendly and familiar space is now filled with hidden dangers. Everything becomes a trap, ready to catch its unsuspecting prey. Finally, when light and sight return, the anxiety ends. It isn't until one has experienced blindness that sight is truly appreciated. Still, there is one instance where the opposite is true. In spiritual matters, sight may have to be ignored. This was clearly demonstrated in the case of the Roman military officer who is referenced in our Bible passage today. Here was a man who took Jesus at his word. In fact, he trusted him to heal his servant without even having Jesus come to his house. He simply trusted Jesus would do what was best. Sight unseen. We do well to model our faith after this centurion's, putting our trust completely in Jesus' promise and his power, trusting in his promise and power to forgive our sins, trusting in his promise and power to help in every time of need, trusting in his promise and power to do whatever is best for us, trusting in his promise and power to give us eternal life. Although we have not seen the fulfillment of these things, we can believe that they are true, because Jesus has promised them, and he has the power to fulfill his every promise. What wonderful realities we can know are true. Sight unseen. O precious Spirit, you have brought me to faith in Jesus. Remove any weakness or uncertainty so that I can live every day trusting in Jesus' promises and in his power. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.